Carolina.
Good morning. From South Carolina. I didn't quite hear the name. God bless you. Well, I'm going to turn the call over to Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who I believe I heard on the line.
Yes, you did. Good morning, Miss Willa. Thank you for being the hostess with the mostest. Hear these exciting shout-outs and the chime. So give it about 30 more seconds if you haven't given your name and where you're calling from on this terrific Tuesday morning. Let us hear from you now.
Good morning.
God bless you, Amber from Chicago.
I heard Wisconsin
Indiana.
In the house. They always are. I heard our prayer general, Amber, in the house of Chicago. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Carrie from Louisville.
Oh, I heard Louisiana. Welcome to the Master's Call, TMC. We're so excited to have each and every one of you on the line. I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, actually in Dallas, hot Dallas this morning, and we're bringing you the warmest, truly, of kingdom greetings today. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and our stand-in who has always stood up for us, Dr. J, our honorary co-host is with us on the line this morning. We welcome you. Thank God for each and every one of you on the Master's Call this morning. And as we begin this call, you of why we are here. Willa has been stating it, but for those who have just joined us, and definitely for those of you who are our first-time listeners, we extend a special greeting to you to the Master's Call this morning. When we began this journey, God gave us a clear, focused, and a faithful mandate that we have followed each and every morning to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And every day on this call, the TMC, we endeavor to enrich your lives by you hearing a clear clarion word of the Lord, which you definitely will this morning, that you're enhanced, which means to add on, to expand your borders of your mind so that you can dream big, believe big, and do the big things in God that he has ordained you to do. And as the word of God goes forth, it empowers you with all the ammunition you need to go out and be that anointed minister in the marketplace. And the scripture that the Lord has given us for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord." And in the morning, thy prayer comes before you. So we praise God that we know why we are here on this call and what God has called and mandated us to do, which is to gather the eagles. You are an eagle on this call each and every morning so that you're equipped to go out and be his minister in the marketplace. And we thank God for the thread that the Lord used to knit our hearts together of Artists International, a God ordained family company, as we always lift up and pray for the Diaz de Leon family. And we thank God for each and every one of you who are part of the TMC family who may not be a part of Artists. We welcome you to take a look at what we feel is the best platform, vessel, tool that God has right now to get out generational wealth to his people in Artists International. So please get with the person that invited you to this call and hear more about our anointed company. We want to go on. First, and also I would like to remind our artist distributors to check your back office. Exciting promotions, exciting things happening. Many of us are still pumped coming back from those East and West Coast conferences. It just made the vision clear. We got some great gourmet coffee we're sipping on right now, and you want to avail yourself to go to your back office and hear more about the cafe coffee and just be a part of what God is doing through Artists International. At this time, I want to ask Miss Tiffany to come to the line to open us up with a word of prayer, because we want to definitely get our man of God up on the line so that he can deliver the word like he always does so powerfully each and every Tuesday morning. Miss Tiffany, are you there?
I am. Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen, amen. We bless your name, O Jesus. We glorify your name. We give you all the honor. We give you the praise, Father. We seek you first, God, in your kingdom and your righteousness. And we know, Father God, that you will shine and add everything unto us. So, Father God, we rise early to declare your lordship this day. We get under the covering of the early riser, and we come into agreement with the saints to declare your glory. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our provider. You are our protector. You are our healer. You are our comforter. You are our strength, O God. And we just thank you right now, Father God, for everything that you have been to us, for everything that you have done. Forgive us of our sins, O God. And continue, Father God, to do a new thing in our lives, Father God. Right now we come in love, we come in unity, and we come in one accord, O God, just to seek you, Father. We seek your face this morning. We seek your presence. We seek your touch, Father God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would allow your hands, Father God, your healing hands to be upon the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Elijah Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. Jocelyn Henderson, Father God, and on our speaker, Father God, Dr. Walter Henderson. I pray, Father God, that you would continue, Father God, to lift them up higher and higher in you, O God. I pray, Father God, as they continue to go forth in your name to build your kingdom, Father God, that no weapon which is formed against them shall prosper, Father God. We claim, Father God, victory over their lives right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Artists International, O God. We thank you, Father God, for the doors that have been opened for each one of us, O God. We thank you, Father God, for every blessing that has been gained, Father God, every relationship that has been gained through Artists International. We thank you for its founders, the Diaz de Leon family. I pray, Father God, as you have given them the vision, Father God, I pray, Father God, that those of us who are connected will continue to carry it out, Father God, for you have anointed us. You have given Artists favor, Father God. Let us continue to walk in it, O God. And as we go through this day, Father God, we will never separate ourselves from your presence, Father God. And we pray as the word would come this morning that you would open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts, that we would receive the word from you. And we thank you, Lord, right now in advance, and we praise you right now in advance. All glory and honor be yours, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God for you, Evangelist Tiffany, as you open up the airways and command it the morning so that the atmosphere is saturated with the presence of God, which makes preaching and teaching easy this morning. We also, before I have the woman of God come up, as she does so well, and introduce the man of God, our mouthpiece for the morning, remind you that we do have a website that we encourage you to visit, so that you can avail yourself to the many messages that go forth every morning. Our website is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you can just click on any of the many links, and I mean, it is a rich, rich, rich arsenal of the Word of God to feed your spirit, to be that evangelist and pass it on to others and let them know that there is a word from the Lord that they can hear on that website. We also know one of our mandates is to pray for the people of God, to pray for our TMC family, to lift you up, the Master's Call family in prayer, to bombard heaven with your petitions. And please email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you with prayer requests, love even more to hear the praise reports when God shows up and shows out, or just give us a shout out at that email address. Well, I want to turn it over to our co-host who's been standing in while Dr. PK has been on sabbatical, and she has just done a phenomenal, superb, excellent job. And we want now, Dr. J, will you come to the line so that you can introduce our mouthpiece for this morning. Dr. J, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me clearly?
Loud and clear, woman of God.
I honor the Lord, first of all, for this absolute privilege to introduce this morning's minister of the gospel. I honor the Lord for you, Dr. Vanessa, and all of you that are part of the Master's Morning Call family. God bless you this morning. I want to just say just what Willa said, Ms. Willa said when she was hosting the call earlier. This is one that I will say that makes my baby still leap. He is still the jiggle in my jello. And Ms. Willa, I got a new one for you this morning. He's the lemon in my lemonade. Because right now in the city of Hartford, Wisconsin, it is extremely hot and humid. Go get you some lemonade this morning. We want to honor the Lord for Pastor as you come to break the word of life this morning. You are, first of all, my husband, the father of our children, and also a man of integrity, one of honor and truth. And I just feel very privileged this morning to be your helpmeet in this home as well as in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And without further detail, we want to bring you warm kingdom greetings from Hartford, Wisconsin, as I introduce the psalm and bring back to this Master's Morning Call, Pastor Dr. Walter Henderson III. And I want to say we make a demand already on the anointing of God that's in your mouth. God bless you, sir, as you come.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Speak up just a little bit for us, sir.
All right, no problem. I can do that. Good morning to each of you, to Dr. Vanessa, to Dr. PK and Abson, and also to Dr. Joycelyn, my beautiful wife. Honor the Lord for you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Love you, sweetheart. I want to go right into the word and to this master's call. Amen. Praise God to each of you. It is truly an honor and a blessing to be with you this morning. I'm going to be coming from 1 John 2, and I'm just going to read part of this, and I'm going to be talking about levels of maturity this morning. I sense the Lord has said that the different individual has been asking the Lord, why haven't they gone, Father? What's the hold up at this point? God, why are you holding back? And I felt the Lord wanted me just to speak very briefly on levels of maturity. Praise God. The Bible said that we should think soberly, amen, as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith, amen. And the Lord said, let's talk about maturity just for a few moments this morning. Praise God. In 1 John, I'm just going to take some of the scriptures here, but I want you to listen very closely to the scripture and what they're saying. 1 John 2, first of all, verse 3 says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. So you can see he starts off by equating our knowledge of God with how we keep God's commandment. For he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily or truly is the love of God perfected, the agape of God. Hereby know we that we are in him, and he that abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Going down to verse 9 now, he said, he that said he's in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother, he that agape his brother, he that loved his brother unconditionally abideth in the light. And there is none occasion of stumbling in him. When you agape your brother, then you don't worry about stumbling in the things of God. But he that hated his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Now, notice in the categories now. I'm just going to read three more verses, but notice the three categories he gives. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So praise God. Let me just get into this. Maturity is the state or quality of being fully grown or develop. Maturity is a certain level of attainment in which the believer reaches an understanding of and applies biblical principle. I hear people say, I know the word as well as you do. Well, that's fine. Let me see you walk it out. Amen. Let me see you do it consistently. Amen. It's not a head knowledge, but it is truly in the heart. The psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. Maturity is the state or level of the development. Maturation is the process of becoming mature. The believer is expected to advance in their maturity. The believer is expected to leave the beginning stages. Hebrews 6 and 1 said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection or maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Paul was talking to a people and he said, listen, we got to keep going back over the principles of God. You want me to preach deeper things, but you can't even get the first precepts of God. And so he said, let's get rid of that thing. Let's don't lay again that we have to continuously be repenting. We should be maturing and moving forward in the things of God. The fivefold office is offered the maturing of the things. Hebrews 4:11-13 said, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, and unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We are to come to the measure of the fullness of Christ. Notice he equated again the knowledge of God there with the being perfected, praise God. He said, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, praise God. Now, John describes three terms level for the maturity. We talked about the little children, the young men, and the fathers. Now, each level has a potential of growth and is capable of normal growth depending on the right condition. Each level has its own prescribed diet, milk, meat, and strong meat. Hebrews 5:13-14 says, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. He makes this statement, I can tell how strong you are by what meat you can eat and how you discern good and evil, how you know how to carry yourself. Milk is for babies who are not able to chew solid food. Meat is soft food that requires some teeth, but not a full set of teeth. Strong meat is a food that requires solid and a full set of teeth. It is solid. First, Mark 4:28 said, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. There is a maturation, and it doesn't go by how long you've been saved. It doesn't know how many scriptures you can quote. It is how you walk it out on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. It is important. Let's talk first about the little children. The Greek word there is technion, and it means infants. They are governed by their feelings, their emotions, and their experiences. They are motivated by their own needs. When you don't meet their need, they will cut you off. They will have a fit. They'll fall out, praise God. You can't get anything done because they have truly been offended because you didn't meet their needs. They have a general knowledge of the Father, verse 13 says. They are still carnal in nature. 1 Corinthians 3:1-3 says, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet are you able, for you are not carnal, for you are yet carnal, I'm sorry. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are you not carnal and walk as men? They are still controlled by envy, strife, and division. When you know when you got a group of babies in your area, in your ministry, because they're constantly in strife. Something is always wrong. You have to go and try to resolve it. You have to go and try to calm them down. Praise God. Let me tell you, we love babies, but you can't build a kingdom with babies. Amen. All you can do with babies is put them in the nursery. And it's unfortunately many times in churches, praise God, there are churches that are nurseries. Got a lot of people, but they're all babies. They're all still on milk. They got milk around their mouth, praise God. You can't build anything with them. You can't grow. They're constantly fighting, and this is mine, and choosing this. And praise God, and again today, we have to determine, God said, I can't do anything else with you at this point. They are unskilled in the word of righteousness. Hebrews 5 and 13 tell us that. They're unskilled with it. They don't know how to use it correctly. They quote and spout a lot of scripture, but they cannot walk in love toward one another. They're unable to eat meat. You can't go too deep with them in the word. Their senses are not fully developed to discern good from evil. Well, let's go with the young man now. And the Greek word there is neiskikos, which means a youth. They have learned how to overcome the wicked one. When you know that you're growing in mature, you know how to take your authority as a believer. You know how to overcome the wicked one. You're not somewhere somebody got to go get you out in the morning, praise God. You've been depressed, locked up for 4 days, praise God. Something ain't went right. You stopped going to church, praise God. The church have to call you, have to send Sister So-and-so to look for you, to call you, just to get you to come back to church. Praise God. Young men are like, they know how to overcome the wicked one. They are strong, and the word abides in them, verse 14 said. Because the word abides in them, they're able to discern their thoughts so as not to be controlled by their feelings and emotions. We all have feelings. We all have certain emotions, but we don't allow them to dominate us because we are believers. Once you begin to get mature, you're not controlled by your emotions. Hebrews 4 and 12 said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That young man can take that word and know how to tell whether this is soulish or carnal. Am I acting in a carnal manner rather than spiritual? I judge myself so God don't have to judge me. I come up out of this thing. I'm going to walk holy. I'm going to live right before God. I'm going to do what is right before God. And I'm not controlled by how I feel. I don't feel this thing, but I'm going to do it because it's right. They have an understanding of the word of God. They are concerned about their position among their peers. Young men see vision, Joel 2:28 tells us. They are stable because of the word abiding in them. 2 Timothy 3:6-17 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. They know how to take the word and to set doctrine. They're teaching. They know how to reprove, and they know how to correct themselves first and foremost, and to correct others in a loving and godly way. They are the one who has vision because God is positioning them now for to take over. And we need, you will see these three levels in churches. You're going to have your babies, and that's okay. Let's give them the milk, praise God. Let's get them grown up and mature, and then you're going to have the young men's, if you will, those who God is positioning now for leadership. And sometimes we don't want to take the time it is to begin to put them in position because they are the future of the church. Without them, the church died. And then finally we have the fathers. The Greek word is pater, and it means a father, verse 13 and 14. Fathers have an intimate knowledge of the Lord and of his ways. Little children delight in experiences. Young men delight in their understanding, and fathers delight in God. Little children pray for better experiences. Young men praise for better understanding. And fathers praise that I might know him more intimately. Father deals with strong meat. Fathers are strong, stabilizing forces. And we're talking about now, you have to understand, we're talking about mature saints, male and female, that are able to come in and help stabilize your ministry. They are consistent. Things happen. They don't fall off because somebody said something or this. Somebody was talking about them or this didn't happen. Praise God. They are consistent in their walk. They know how to walk under the banner of love. To have a banner over the people that Christ has over us. His banner over me is love. His unconditional love. Praise God. Fathers are concerned with generations. And so father dreams, Joel 2:28. praise God. They are wanting the minister to be where it needs to be. They are making sure that the young men and the babies are maturing. They're coming into their levels, praise God. Yeah, when troubles happen, you don't have to go look for them. They are the first one on the scene, praise God. They are like detectives. They are investigating, praise God, knowing what needs to be set in place. Many of us are kind of like God when he had to rebuke Jeremiah. Jeremiah 12:5 said, if thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trusted, they weary thee, how then wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? Many of us right now are saying, God, I want to move ahead. I want to do these things. And God has said, listen, you can't handle this level. Right now, you're fretting, you're complaining, you're backbiting, and you're complaining, and you want me to move. Look, if you can't hold with the footmen, these horses are going to wear you out. High levels, higher devils. If these demons now you can't deal with, you cannot bind, you cannot overcome them with joy of the Lord, then leave that other devil alone. You're not ready yet. But we pray, God, choose your level and move ahead. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Wow, what a word, what a rhema word. Thank you, man of God. Levels of maturity. That was an amen and ouch, oh me, kind of message where I'm sure we all found ourselves in times that we thought we were fathers, and we have to admit we had a little children spirit going on. I tell you, that was a rich, powerful word. The three levels of maturity he talked about so thoroughly with little children and then becoming who have milk and just drink the milk of the word, and the young men who are able to eat meat of the word, the youth, but then the fathers, and we all need to have a fathering spirit, and that means whether you're a man or a woman, that fathering spirit that can handle the strong meat, meaning there ought to be growth in our lives where we're not always coming to church at the altar, but aiding those who are at the altar. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, man of God. That was truly a revelatory word that kind of made us reevaluate ourselves and look and see where we are. Miss Willa, do you please come to the line now and seal that powerful word and lift up our prayer request at this time. Minister Willa.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, praise the Lord. We thank you. We honor you, Lord. Oh, we thank and praise you for that word that we heard this morning, oh God. We thank and praise you that with you all things are possible, Father, because you've told us that we can do above and beyond all we can ever ask or think according to the power that is within us. So, Father God, we thank and praise that as babes in Christ, we are nourished on the milk, oh God, the word of God that you have given us, oh Lord. And we thank you and praise you that you've given us stages that we don't stay babies forever, oh God, but we go on to be the youth in Christ, oh Lord, while we are able to overcome those things, that we can hang on to the word, oh Lord, where we can use the word to get us through those things that are difficult, Lord, those trying times, oh Lord, because in your word you told us to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but to acknowledge you in all our ways, and you'll direct our paths, oh God. And then as we grow up to be the fathers, the older ones in Christ, oh Lord, the more seasoned ones in Christ, Father God, you told us that greater is he who's in me than he who is in the world. You told us that we can be the Titus 2 men and women of God where we instruct the younger ones, Lord. And Father, we know that through life, even though we're at different levels of maturity, sometimes Satan might want to have us to go back to the milk stage when we are at the meat stage, oh Lord, but we bind that in Jesus' name because we have the word down in us, because you told us when we hide the word in our hearts, we won't sin against you. So we just bind any thoughts that Satan might want to bring against us to act like children when things don't go our way, to talk about things when things don't go our way. And Father, we loose the word that you gave us to think on whatever things are pure, whatever things are right, whatever things are of good reproach, Lord. So we thank you for your guidance. We thank and praise you that you told us all the days of our lives that goodness and mercy shall follow us, O Lord. So even when we try to get off track and act like the babies, we have goodness and mercy behind us, and with you in front of us, we know that we cannot go wrong. So we thank you. Father, we thank and praise you for the prayer request because you told us that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So we lift up Martha Marie Preston, as she goes, as she is traveling right now. Oh, God, we thank and praise you for traveling mercy. We thank and praise that you have made them alert and awake travelers in Jesus' name. We thank and praise you for the conference that she is putting on, oh, Lord, that everything is in operating order, that everybody makes it there well, that the AV system and that everything that needs to be done, the speakers are there, and just everything is in working order, and that the weather is conducive to the conference, oh, Lord. Father God, and we just thank and praise you for those who are on our, I like to call them blessed to be well list, not our sick list, but our blessed to be wealthy list, because you told us to call those things that be not as though they were. You told us that you are a healer, oh, God, so we thank and praise you for touching them from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. Father, we thank and praise that you told us in your word that everything has a name, and so it must bow unto you, so all the sicknesses and diseases, it bows unto you in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you that we're walking by faith and not by sight. We're calling those things, oh God, that be not as though they were. We know what the doctor's report says, but we accept the report of the Lord, and we look back on the history that we have with you to know how you brought us through things in the past, and you're faithful because your word is the same yesterday and today and forevermore, and it's never changing. You'll bring us to those things that we are facing. We thank and praise you, oh God, for those who are having financial blessings right now. I like to call it between blessings right now. Oh God, that you are providing everything they need, because you told us that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower, in Jesus' name. And we know that you provide for all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So we thank and praise you for that, oh Lord. And Father, for those who have to make decisions, we thank and praise you, Lord, that you told us that you give us wisdom without reproach, that all we have to do is ask. So we know that everything we need is in the word of God, and we just latch hold on to that word, and we just stand on your word, and we don't let anything cause us to waver. Now, Father God, we thank you and honor you for the speaker this morning. We thank and praise you, Lord, that we have gotten knowledge on who we are in Christ, because we are the King's kid. You have fed us at every level, and we take that food. We even take a carry out, oh Lord, that we can give to somebody and bless them with today. Now, God, we worship you, we honor you, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for sealing this awesome word today with the word of God and by his blood, that it will be a doorpost, a guide for us throughout the day. We thank you, Dr. Henderson. What should I say? Just always awesome Father. You truly are a father to our TMC family, a spiritual father who always gives us exactly what we need with such maturity and with such clarity and with such simplicity. We esteem the God in you, man of God, and we just speak the virtue that you poured out to us. We just speak it right back into you and your lovely wife, our Dr. J. We so love and appreciate you. And to Minister Tiffany, thank you for opening us up and getting the portals of heaven ready so that that word came through so freely. And Miss Lily, you are the hostess with the mostest today again. And to our entire TMC family, thank God for each and every one of you. Excited about tomorrow. Saw him on the line today. Want to make sure you call in for Dr. Chuck Brown. I keep speaking that on you, sir, that Pastor Chuck Brown will be with us to bring us an exciting word tomorrow. We are so blessed at TMC. We have anointed, appointed ministers who love to share and be yielded vessels to the word. So we encourage you now to leave this call and go out into the marketplace and be God's minister. Submit and obey to the call of the master on your life and be his light today. And we just encourage you to go out and make a change. Thank you and have a blessed day. And we look forward to hearing you on the call tomorrow morning. And to our prayer team, hang on for our quick Tuesday meeting. For everybody else, bye-bye and be blessed.